It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
A new report has determined that America's 12 most overweight cities are bottom heavy, meaning they're entirely located in the South.
That does not surprise me.
Researchers from WalletHub analyzed obesity statistics from all over the country. 42% of Americans struggle with their weight. They also examined additional factors like health consciousness and diet to create the findings, which have determined the country's 100 most obese cities. Number one on the list is McAllen, a small city on the southern tip of Texas near Mexico, the most obese in the United States.
It's because they have got to have great Mexican food there.
Oh, sure, they do.
I would say no.
Yeah.
Jackson, Mississippi. Number two, Shreveport, Louisiana. These are the most obese cities in America. Mobile, Alabama, Little Rock, Arkansas, Knoxville, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, number seven. Lafayette, Louisiana, number eight. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, number nine. Chattanooga, Tennessee, number 10. Birmingham, Alabama, Columbia, South Carolina. Those are your top 12. Where do you think we are?
I'm going to say right in the middle.
You are correct. Number 59, so pretty much in the middle.
Okay.
We are between Raleigh, North Carolina, and Durham, North Carolina, and a little bit ahead of, we're a little bit more obese than Atlanta, Georgia. Huh. And number 100 on the list, Seattle, Washington, and Honolulu, Hawaii is right before that. So those are the two least obese, I guess.
Interesting.
There are less obese people there. I know, it is interesting. It is. Especially with Ozempic out there, you would think maybe some of these numbers would start coming down. Or,
well, I just think it's hard to get Ozempic.
Yeah, or any similar drug, right?
Or people are afraid because there's no long-term studies yet that we know of.
I guess. Gabriel Rutledge, he lost weight, and he had a very interesting motivator. It had to do with Amazon.
This is how I got motivated to lose weight. It was a weird way. I got an email from Amazon. And the email said, based on your recent activity, we thought you might be interested in this. And it was a picture of a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. Which, honestly, I've never not been a little bit interested in. Based on what? Recent activity. It's not like, oh, I ordered a case of bean dip, so this makes sense. I've actually never ordered food from Amazon, not once. I think it's because I ordered an extra large shirt. And then I returned it and exchanged it for a double extra large shirt. Yeah, that's when the hurtful algorithm kicked in. Amazon's like, yeah, this is the kind of customer who would enjoy chips being mailed to his home.